Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, July 28th. Coming up, State Farm's recent 27% rate hike for Illinois homeowners has prompted calls for regulations in the state. A consumer advocate is supporting state oversight over excessive insurance prices. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Transportation will begin collecting feedback today on the decades-long effort to create a rural expressway from St. Louis to deep southern Illinois. The project is called Southwest Connector, and IDOT says it wants to hear from Illinoisans to better understand their needs. Carrie Nelson is IDOT's program development engineer based in Carbondale.
We want to accommodate what the public wants for their transportation network. We want to know what the problems are so that we're using our money wisely to solve the transportation problems in our region.
The Rural Expressway has been proposed to run from Waterloo, Illinois, near the Metro East, to Murfreesboro in the southern tip of the state. This effort is part of a $6 million project study that is estimated to finish in 2027. IDOT will take feedback until August. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act increases safety nets for farmers who grow commodities like corn or wheat. But deep cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could hurt specialty growers who benefit from programs like Double Up Food Bucks. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Double Up Food Bucks is in more than 25 states. It provides a one-to-one match for SNAP participants to buy more fruits and vegetables at farmers markets or grocery stores. The new law slashes nearly $186 billion from SNAP and adds more work requirements for participating. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says that will impact farmers who sell produce locally.
With food assistance basically under the chopping block here, that means less support for them in the long run.
Hart says specialty farmers often rely more on government support for market access, whereas commodity farmers tend to rely more on direct payments when times get tough. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is signaling that Illinois Democrats will fight back against an attempt by Texas lawmakers to add more Republican seats in the U.S. House. The Texas legislature held a special session last week to redraw the state's congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterms at President Trump's urging. At a roundtable with Texas Democrats last Friday, Pritzker did not encourage blue states to redraw their own maps, but says,
if you're going to attack democracy by going state by state, and here they're starting in Texas, but you've heard it talked about for other places too, then the rest of us are going to have to say, well, what can we do?
Illinois Republicans are blasting Pritzker's comments. In a statement, Illinois House Minority Leader Tony McCombe calls it, quote, rich that the governor now claims to support playing by the rules. Advocates are helping trans youth find doctors across the state as hospitals in Chicago scale back care. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Trans Upfront is a nonprofit that has so far matched more than 50 families with private providers across Illinois who offer gender-affirming care. Asher McMaher is with Trans Upfront.
We want to be able to match them with the appropriate providers because we also know the amount of emotional and mental work these parents are going through to protect their children. And so to just simply say, well, here's five places that you could call, we know how draining that can be to be turned away again and again.
The University of Chicago Medical Center last week suddenly stopped providing gender-affirming care for minors. That's three major hospitals in Chicago now that have scaled back care as the Trump administration threatens to cut federal funding.
Still to come, State Farm's recent 27% rate hike for Illinois homeowners has prompted calls for regulations in the state. A consumer advocate is supporting state oversight over excessive prices. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 93 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 75 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high of 95 degrees. High humidity levels will make it feel like 105 to 110 degrees, the southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 74 degrees. South wind, 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 87 degrees. And a southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, talking publicly about menstruation has been taboo for a lot of human history, and it's a universal phenomenon across cultures and borders. We'll look at how the issue of period poverty and menstrual shaming plays out across the globe and hear from researchers and young women in Central Illinois. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A consumer advocate is calling on state lawmakers to adopt new regulations against the insurance industry. This after Bloomington-based State Farm adopted 27% rate increases on homeowner policies in Illinois. Abe Scar is director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group. In this conversation with student reporter Vivi Hughes, Scar says State Farm and other insurers need more oversight to prevent miscalculations that lead to more homeowners paying much higher premiums.
If you look at what State Farm says in its rate filing, is that this is based on its expected future catastrophe losses. So this is about predicting the future, which is of course hard to do. And you know, they're a very sophisticated company. I'm sure they have good ways of trying to make reasonable assumptions and predict the impact of extreme weather on future losses. But they are making predictions. They are making assumptions. They are using data to predict what will happen in the future. And there's no reason to believe that they're doing that perfectly. In fact, as they point out, they've, you know, been paying out more for losses than they've been taking in. They haven't gotten it right in the past. So why should we believe that they're going to get it right this time? And why should we not have some public authority like the Illinois Department of Insurance have the ability to review their assumptions, review their models for predicting the future, and see if it's reasonable? And maybe instead of a $500 million rate hike, we will see only a $250 million rate hike, which would still be massive, but not quite as massive and not hit Illinois policyholders as hard.
Could you describe PIRG's reaction to J.B. Pritzker's critical statement regarding the spikes?
We were very pleased to see it. Until recently, Illinois did not have rate review for any type of insurance, this basic consumer protection where insurance regulators can review rate increases and determine whether they are excessive and modify them if so. Again, we don't have that for property or car insurance. And until recently, we didn't have it for health insurance either. But over several years, 2023 and 2024, the Illinois General Assembly, at the urging of Governor Pritzker, did adopt these basic rate review policies for health insurance. And they did so in a bipartisan fashion. Governor Pritzker's Department of Insurance this spring introduced legislation to create a rate review process for home and auto insurance. And we supported that. And we were pleased to see that. So we take his statement to say that this is now a priority for him in the governor's office. And so we're very pleased about that. He said that he wants to see it done during veto session this October, which will not be easy given the power of the insurance industry in the General Assembly.
Can you describe how these increases will impact low-income, middle-income, and high-income homeowners?
As you can imagine, lower-income folks who may have paid off their house and paid off their mortgage, but still have to make property tax payments and insurance payments. Those are the folks who are going to struggle more with a rate increase like this. And it may also make it harder for new home buyers to buy a home. So there's not a state mandate to have homeowners insurance like there is for auto. If you're going to drive a car, you're required to buy some minimum protections. But lenders enforce it effectively. So effectively, if you're going to get a mortgage to buy a house, which almost everybody needs to do it, but especially, lower and moderate income folks, you're going to have to get homeowners insurance. So these increases, not only for State Farm, but across the board in the homeowners insurance industry, are going to make homeownership further away for folks if they cannot afford not only their mortgage payment, but property taxes and insurance on top.
The insurance industry says allowing regulators to reject rate increases could become overly burdensome, and it could actually run the risk of leading some insurers to take their business out of Illinois entirely. What do you think of this concern?
I think it's overblown. Again, this type of basic consumer protection exists in almost every other state. And last time I checked, insurers do business in almost every other state. Certainly, there could be a time and place where state regulation is overly burdensome and does impact the willingness of businesses to do business in the state. But there's nothing at that level on the table. And basically what you're hearing is hyperbole from the industry, acting as if Governor Pritzker or the Department of Insurance wants to place onerous regulation on the industry, when really what they're proposing is basic fundamental consumer protections, which exist in almost every other state. So I just don't put much credit into that line of argument. And I don't think the General Assembly or the public should either.
How do you see these rate spikes affecting not just State Farm, but the broader insurance industry as well?
Well, the industry has been raising homeowners' rates aggressively. Again, in the last 3 years, homeowners' insurance rates in Illinois have increased by 50%, more than any other state but one in the country. And the industry is doing quite well, despite all of their doom and gloom rhetoric about increasing losses and the challenges of extreme weather. Last year, numbers just came out that the property and casualty insurance industry made $167 billion in profit in 2024. That was a 91% increase over the previous year, almost doubling their profits. Now, it's important to note that State Farm is a mutual insurance company, so they don't have private investors and they don't have profits in the same manner. But they're a giant in the industry, and that profit figure is indicative of the health of the industry, which is doing quite well. So I think we should take their language and their talk about the rise of extreme weather with a grain of salt.
That was Abe Scar from the Illinois Public Interest Research Group speaking with Vivi Hughes. Governor Pritzker has suggested State Farm is shifting out-of-state costs onto the homeowners in Illinois to offset the cost of disasters in other states. State Farm denies that. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Will Bauer, Rachel Kramer, Malwa Iqbal, Kristen Schorsch, and Vivi Hughes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.